Himalayan pink, French lavender scented, Hawaiian black lava. There is seemingly no end to the different forms salt can take. And now a region of the U.S. that was once famous for its salt industry is bringing its own brand back to the table. Catherine Perry has this story from Massachusetts, where the lost craft of making sea salt is being revived.
Look for house, barn, paddock, barking dogs, screeching peacocks. Those were Heidi Feldman's instructions to me to find Down Island Farm in Vineyard Haven, Martha's Vineyard. She forgot to mention the ram, the free-roaming chickens, and the miniature horse, but I managed to find it anyway.
This is the hoop house. Doesn't look like much, but it's for to sell starting. Oh, right
there. The hoop house doesn't look like much. A 14 by 3-foot wooden box covered by a plastic arch like a tunnel, filled with about 3 inches of seawater, with small, filmy patches spotting the surface. But this vessel holds the island's newest star product, Martha's Vineyard sea salt, and those patches are the fleur de sel, the first, finest bloom of salt. This spring was the salt's debut. Heidi says it was the product of years of brainstorming for a business idea. What's something that everyone needs but isn't being made locally?
One day I was sitting and eating a bag of Cape Cod sea salt and vinegar chips, and it just dawned on me that nobody here was making sea salt. And it just kind of went... Sea salt. Okay, how does somebody make sea salt?
So she set out to find out. Researching on the internet, talking with other boutique salt makers.
Sending spies to other farm markets.
And it's been a great success. She's already sold out all her early batches. But Heidi is far from the first person in this area who has looked at the ocean, looked at their salt shaker, and had a light bulb go off.
There's actually a great history of the salt industry in New England, and especially Massachusetts.
Dennis Kostick was a salt specialist for the U.S. Geological Survey for more than 40 years. He says that the New England salt industry grew strong during revolutionary times, when there was an embargo on imports, and salt was vital to health and food preservation. And it continued to boom up to the Civil War.
Unfortunately, through competition, a lot of the small companies were absorbed by the middle-sized companies, and the middle-sized companies absorbed by the giants.
But now, small salt makers are popping up again, in the same spots in Massachusetts where the salt works once loomed large. Heidi Feldman says that what appeals to people about her salt is that it's a piece of the island. And in the future, she's planning to blend the salt with other native flavors for even more locavore allure.
So we've got a lot of native blueberry out here. We like to do like a sweet and a savory and some smoked. So we have, like, that's a stand of sassafras right there. So how about sassafras smoked salt?
Why not?
History is repeating itself on Cape Cod as well, where in the past year or so, two new sea salt companies have cropped up. If you're looking for Heidi's Martha's Vineyard sea salt, don't worry. To meet demand, they're in the process of building a new evaporation house more than 6 times the size of the current one. Once that's going, they hope to start on the flavored blends. And while they may never reach the bushel volume of the olden days, at least for now, the salt works are back in business. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Perry.